USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is announcing his new national security advisor. The president tweeted his choice, saying Robert O'Brien will do a great job. With more on O'Brien, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
O'Brien was often critical of President Obama's foreign policies, saying in a 2016 interview,
"By prematurely withdrawing from Iraq, we had the rise of ISIS, which he downplayed as the JV team. By setting an artificial red line in Syria that was crossed, we ended up with the worst human rights and possibly a genocide in Syria that we haven't seen since Rwanda. And in Ukraine, for the first time since 1938, we've seen a European power, Russia, invade a neighbor."
Officials in Saudi Arabia say they have evidence that Iran attacked their oil plant. Iran denies this and is promising retaliation to any military attack from the United States. President Trump put more sanctions on Iran today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The White House is seeking to end the UAW strike against GM. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Contract talks between the United Auto Workers and General Motors are showing some signs of progress as the strike by more than 40,000 employees continues. Vice President Mike Pence says Detroit's Big Three should back the U.S.-Canada trade agreement.
If you really want to support our nation's auto workers, the UAW and GM ought to tell Congress to pass the USMCA and make sure there's more auto workers' jobs for decades to come.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The WHO is warning against the threat of a flu pandemic. It's released a report pointing to the 1918 global flu outbreak that killed 50 million people, saying a similar pandemic today could kill 80 million. The organization also says the world is not prepared and that this could be a very rough flu season for the world. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz supports the push for stronger background check legislation after a recent string of deadly mass murders over the summer, but warns that the Democratic plan would lead to an erosion of the Second Amendment. Cruz floated his 2013 bill with Senator Chuck Grassley, which was reintroduced in May as an alternative approach regarding background checks. But he does tell Fox News something needs to be done.
I think we absolutely need to act to stop gun violence. I was in Odessa right after the shooting in Texas. I was in El Paso right after the shooting there. I've been in Sutherland Springs right after that shooting. I was in Santa Fe right after that shooting. These mass murders, they're too many of them. It is horrific, and we need to act to stop it. But the question is, what is effective to stop mass murders? What the Democrats are pushing is a gun control agenda, and their real objective we saw on that debate stage. 3 of the 10 Democrats on that debate stage are actively advocating federal gun confiscation, the federal government forcibly taking your firearms. That's their agenda. That doesn't work. That doesn't stop crimes. And in fact, when you disarm people, you increase crime. So what we ought to do is we ought to pass legislation that I introduced in 2013. It's called Grassley-Cruz. It targets felons, it targets fugitives, it targets those with dangerous mental illness, and it stops them from getting guns, and it puts them in jail for crimes they've committed before they can murder others.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.